www.harunyahya.com.
Spiders fishing techniques. Some spiders hunt in even the most unexpected environments. For example, the hunting field of the water spider Dolamedes is the surface of water. This spider is mostly to be found in shallow places such as marshes and ditches. The water spider, which lacks good eyesight, spends most of its time by the side of the water spinning threads and spreading them over its surroundings. These serve two functions at the same time. They are a kind of warning to other spiders, setting the limits of its own territory, and they also form an escape route in the event of unexpected danger. The spider's most frequently used hunting method is to put four of its legs on the water, while the other four hold on to dry land. While doing this, it employs a most clever technique to avoid sinking. The spider covers those of its legs which will go into the water with a waterproof coating by passing them through its fangs. It then approaches the edge of the water. Pushing its body down with great care, it moves onto the surface of the water. It places its fangs and feelers under the water in such a way as not to disturb the surface. It waits for a living creature to approach, with its eyes looking around it and its legs feeling for vibrations in the water. To feed itself, the spider needs to find prey at least the size of the Golian fish. When the spider is hunting, it stays motionless until the fish comes within 1.5 cm of its jaws. Then it suddenly enters the water, catches the fish in its legs and bites it with its venomous fangs. Then, in order to stop the fish, which is much bigger than it, from dragging it under the water, it immediately turns upside down. The venom quickly takes effect. It not only kills the prey, but also dissolves the prey's internal organs, turning them into a kind of soup and making them easier to digest. When the prey is dead, the spider drags it onto the shore and feeds. At this point, various questions spring to mind. How did the spider come by that wax which stops it sinking? How did it learn to coat its legs with it against the risk of sinking? How did the spider come by the wax's formula and how did it make it? The spider certainly did not bring about all of these things, each one of which bears the mark of intelligence of its own evolution. Like all other living creatures, this species of spider acts in such an intelligent way, is capable of making such a plan and putting it into practice by inspiration from Allah. In one of his verses, Allah states that He gives every creature its own provision. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. There is no creature on the earth which is not dependent upon Allah for its provision. He knows where it lives and where it dies. They are all in a clear book. Surah Hud, verse 6.